I'll go first, check. Well, tell me about last weekend first, because that's a little stressful with the dominating season you've had.
Yeah, it definitely was stressful, nerve-wracking, kind of every emotion, I guess. Helpless feeling of sitting there on the sidelines, not being able to do anything about your position. At least when you're in the race and you're in that scenario, you can gain a spot, lose a spot, do something as a driver, but when you're sitting on the sidelines, not able to do anything, it definitely sucks.
Were flashbacks of like Harvick's dominating season, not making championship four, crossing your mind at all, or are you trying to just avoid all that?
I was pacing up and down the hallway of the hauler, sitting in the lounge, couldn't watch TV, kind of everything but thinking about it, I guess, thinking about the amazing year that we had and just hoping that it all worked out.
Was the wife just as stressed?
I think everyone was, not just her. I think all of our crew guys were. Everyone that's been a part of this journey this year, I think, was stressed out during that point of not knowing what was going to happen. But I'll tell you one thing, we were cheering on Todd Gilliland like no other.
you got wrecked by a non-playoff guy last week. It's sort of created this conversation. Well, it hasn't created it. It has increased the conversation on how guys are driving in all three series to a degree. Are you concerned with the championship on the line now, straight up, about how the race might go?
I guess yes and no. You don't know what others are going to do. You don't know how others are going to race, whether it's playoff guys or non-playoff guys racing for a championship. It goes back to what everybody's been preaching for quite some time now, and it's respect more than anything, right? But in the end, I was that young guy at one point coming in that didn't know any better than just to go out there and race everybody just as hard. And I expect that when we race tomorrow. I expect that in all three series, everyone is going to race each other super hard. And I definitely think that the guys who aren't in the playoffs, they're still there to win a race, right? So it's not just us four competing. There are 36 of us or 40 of us competing. So I think that's up to us to know what position we're putting ourselves in, who we're racing around, and who may do something like that.
When you came back, when you spent a year in Cup and you get into the Truck Series, is it like, whoa, like everybody drives like maniacs here, or...?
I wouldn't say everyone drives like maniacs here. I think the biggest thing is there are some major differences, right? And when you look at it, you look at the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series as a younger stepping stone for newer drivers coming in. That seems to be where everybody goes. And with the rule to run short tracks at 16 years old, people are coming out of late model ranks, and there is some very aggressive driving. And times have changed a lot, I feel like, over the years, but at the same time, those guys are trying to make a name for themselves just like we are. So it's just understanding the mindset that they have. Like I said, everyone has been there at some point. Everyone has pissed somebody off at some point. It's just knowing how to deal with it. And I think from my experience in Cup, and the Xfinity Series for that matter, you learn how to respect the guys that you're racing around. And there's a reason that the guys at the top of this sport and at the top level are the guys that are still there and have been doing it for quite some time. So you just got to look at that perspective and try and translate that into your own.
Any conversations with Kyle yet this week?
Yeah, we've had a couple conversations, none over the phone, just over text messages and whatnot. So him and I have stayed pretty active as far as communicating, not only with ourselves, but in a couple group chats as well. Uh-huh. So that's been
what's
fun.
What's his message?
Go win. That's uh-huh. it. Go yeah. win. I'm pretty sure if I did the Kyle Busch mic drop right now, it wouldn't go over so well, but that's it. Go win. We'll see. Gonna go have dinner with him tonight and kind of pick his brain some more and try and translate all that into tomorrow and try and go get a championship.
You feel like you're coming in the favor, because a lot of people ask Larson that, and you know, the other three drivers will say, well, you know, we respect each other, this, that, and the other. But I mean, given the body of work that you've accomplished this year, I mean, you kind of feel like it's yours to lose?
At times, yes. I think that there's a couple guys here that have some good momentum on their side that will help carry them. But at the same time, I feel like us as the four truck have been one of the favorites every single week. When we show up to the racetrack, I feel like there's a lot of fingers being pointed at us as one of the trucks to beat every single week. And that's a good feeling to have now. It's just about being able to execute that and not beating ourselves. I think that we're some of our biggest competition in this as well. Not only the other three guys, but ourselves. We have to go out and execute, can't make mistakes, and just do what we do best. And that's to go out there and make the best day out of it that we can. And hopefully that puts us in contention to win the race and the championship.
Did you and Austin have a conversation at all this week? Do you feel like you need to?
No, I don't see him as a threat, so I'm all good with it.
Did you see his interview after?
I did not. Okay. I did not. And that everything from last week, once we made it to the championship four, that all kind of got put behind us and focused in on this mm-hmm. week. All that doesn't really matter to me. What has happened. You can't change the past, and you just got to move forward.
You think NASCAR will come in at some point and talk to these guys about aggressive driving, that they're not playing video games, that this is, you know, real-life racing?
I don't know.
Is that a preference of yours, maybe? Maybe give more respect to the playoff drivers? Because we've heard on lots of different shows, you know, SiriusXM, different
yeah.
podcasts, some of these guys talking about, you know, playoff drivers, maybe NASCAR stepping in and giving them a bigger incentive because you're in the playoffs, you're getting more TV time, you worked hard all during the regular season to put yourself in that position.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a lot of ways to look at it. Everyone has their own perspective on it, and mine is just go race. You can't control what other people are going to do. You know what tendencies other drivers may have, and you have to be as good at knowing that as whatever their tendencies are that could take you out. You can't put yourself in a bad spot, and put myself in a bad spot. That was plain and simple.
Well, I guess go back to last year even. I mean, when you were racing the Cup Series with were you self-aware of playoff drivers racing around you when you're getting lapped, when you're racing up towards the front, or whichever?
Yeah, I mean, you're aware of the situations that they're in, and I think that comes with respect, right? I don't want to be the guy that is potentially getting lapped last year at Phoenix and ruin someone's day of not winning a championship, right? I don't want to be that reason. I don't want to be in the headlines of that reason. That's just not who I am.
Have you been told how many Xfinity races you're going to run next year, or is it just kind of out there?
I don't know. I hope that I do get to do some, just like I have this year. I feel like it's been a great opportunity for me to get behind the wheel of some great Xfinity cars this year and have some really strong runs. Right now, all I know is that I'll be full-time with KBM again. I do hope that I can get back to the Xfinity Series as well.
you've had it both ways, been in really, really good equipment and, mm-hmm. you know, equipment where you've really made the difference. And nothing against your family, because they've worked extremely hard, you know, to stay in the sport, stay relevant. Where do you learn more from the challenging days or, you know, being able to race and your team owner, at, you know, and with straight up equipment?
All the above. Any day that you're racing, any day that you're in the shop, any day that you're living, you're learning something, right? And it's how you learn and how you put that information to use. It's not about, I guess, categorizing it is what's good about learning, what's bad about learning. But I learned a lot at NIMCO. I learned a lot at every team I've been with. I've learned a lot in every series that I've been in. And when you race around guys a lot and some of the top guys in the sport, you tend to learn quite fast. So for me, being able to kind of do that, and this year being in really good stuff, it's kind of a different mindset, I'd say, than where I was at NIMCO or whatever it may be. You don't feel like you're, I guess, the underdog coming into that situation. I think that there's more pressure to go out there and perform, but all in very positive ways.
Thanks, Jake.
Thanks.
So, John Hunter, there's been a lot of talk about the young guns coming in and having lack of respect for the drivers out there. As a young driver that's competed on all three, is it really age or is it experience? I mean, because I've seen a lot of young guys drive really clean and a lot of other drivers not.
I think it's all the above. It's age, experience. There's so many factors that play into it, right? How you are as a person. In every day-to-day life, how you are in professional life, whatever it may be, I think that there's a lot there. So, I don't know. I was once the 16-year-old that came into the Truck Series and riled things up there for a little bit, and I got taken around the neck and talked to a couple times by some of the veterans. Matt Crafton, Sauter, Hornaday was still in it when I came in. So there's not many guys like that anymore that I feel like can go up and do that with some of the younger guys. So times have changed. Just have to adapt to them.
How about Kyle Busch? I mean, has he chatted with you about stuff like that? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we've had conversations about different things, but not necessarily about that. It's more about mindset stuff going into it. We know what we have to lose, and that's the biggest thing.
John Hunter, you have 5 wins on the season and have rightfully been touted as the driver of the year in the series, but all 5 of those came before the playoffs. What has this playoff stretch been like for you, and how confident are you that you guys can rekindle that magic tomorrow night?
Yeah, I feel like we've been in contention through the playoffs, but we've had a couple of mechanical failures. We've gotten wrecked, part of it, but we still run up front. We've executed, just haven't finished where we needed to finish, you know? So, I feel like I have one of the best teams in the garage. I feel like that we're still on a high to kind of continue that. And I feel good about our chances tomorrow night. Yes, playoffs have been a little bit rocky, but we've had issues in the first round, in the second round, 2 mechanical failures, should have won Talladega. So, I mean, it's definitely been a lot.
When you have those mechanical failures, does it prove as a benefit tomorrow to have practice in the morning to kind of figure out where things stand? Obviously, you have confidence in the equipment that's coming to the racetrack anyway, but what does practice and qualifying do as far as that's concerned?
I think everyone has a different opinion on that, right? Some people are excited for practice. Some people aren't excited for practice. If it was up to me and my choice, I would say let's not necessarily practice. Let's go out and just race. I feel like that's what we've been doing all year, showing up to the racetrack and racing. So kind of a different circumstance to come into for championship weekend, but it's what we're dealt with. So have to go out there and do the best that we can through practice, qualify, and race. I'm excited for it all.
Any nerves coming in here this weekend? I mean, it's been what, you know, 6 days or 7 days since last, you know, so you got all the crap.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty calm at this point, I feel like. I think if anyone says that they aren't nervous or they don't have nerves, they're probably lying to you. I think you have some nerves no matter what, but I think it's how you harness those and use them to your advantage. For me, I've been pretty cool, calm and collected all week. I actually got out here to Phoenix a little bit early and had a day just to kind of sit back, relax, study, not have to do too much and not have any distractions. So for me, it's been great being out here with the fam, and just got to continue that on to tomorrow night and go execute.
A year ago, you made the decision, obviously, to come from Cup Series to the Truck Series. Here you are sitting with 5 wins this season and in this Final Four with such out of this championship. How rewarding has this season and this decision been for you?
It's been very validating for sure. I think making that decision to come back to compete for wins and a championship has definitely been huge. I think for myself, being able to execute that and take a bet on myself and come out here and win has been huge for me. I've enjoyed this year. I've been smiling a lot. I've been happy pretty much all year. And that's a good way to be. That's a good feeling. And you're definitely not down in the dumps or miserable or frustrated and people not wanting to be around you. You're always having fun. And if you aren't having fun, then you probably shouldn't be doing it, is what I've been told multiple times. So it's very validating, very rewarding. Now I just got to go cap it off.
You're in a unique spot this weekend, Al. You're going for the truck title, but you're also trying to help the 54 team go for the Xfinity title. Does the mindset, of course, focus on Friday? And once Friday is done, in your eyes, hopefully to get the championship, shifts onto Saturday, knowing that you got the drivers for Hemric and then the owners for you being involved?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different ways to look at that, right? We still practice the Xfinity car tomorrow right before the truck race. So I hope that that'll be an advantage for myself and my team. So that was a good thing on the practice side, I guess. But I mean, you're focused on both, right? You're here with the mindset to go win championships, to go win 2 races. Nothing that I haven't prepared for before. Nothing different, right? I think it's going to take winning both races to probably win the championship. So in both series. So just knowing the circumstances that you're in, obviously we don't want to affect Daniel trying to run for the Drivers' Championship. But at the same time, the 54 has had an amazing year. I think it's 11 wins now is what they're up to or something like that. And hopefully I can go cap it off with one more, make it 12, and get everyone at JGR owner's title.
Hey, John, for just the numbers are there, and Kelly Crandall was mentioning it to me earlier, you actually could win. Daniel could come in second. He can win the driver's championship without winning a race. You could win the owner's championship. And I asked Daniel about it. He's like, we're very well aware of that. And he plans on running around you in that Xfinity race. Have y'all talked about your strategy and teamwork so far?
No, we haven't. I think that we both know what situations we're in. I know that he wants to win a race, but at the same time, it's a big picture for him. Whereas the owner's title, I don't know exactly who's all in it other than the 22-16, us, and the 9 since he won. So Daniel's not in the owner's title. So for both of us, we just got to go out and beat the same people. Whether we finish 1-2 with him winning or 1-2 with me winning, it doesn't matter, right? It's all about winning that title.
Is this the most pressure that you've had going into a race weekend in your career?
I guess you can look at it 2 ways. I don't think so, honestly. I think that there is pressure there. I feel like I excel through pressure. I feel like I perform through pressure, which is really, really good. I think that probably the most stressful time of my career was 2017, I believe. We only had funding for half the year, and we went out and had 2 races back-to-back at Gateway in Iowa. We won both of them, and we were able to continue on the rest of the year. But the talks before going to Gateway is we were going to shut the team down because we didn't have funding to keep going. That can take a toll on you because that's not only your career that's going away. That's everything that you've ever worked for, right? Granted, this is a spot that this is everything that I've ever worked for and something that I want to get as a championship. But at the same time, I don't necessarily think that this is the most pressure that I've ever been under.
In a way, is running the Xfinity race a distraction, whether good or bad, for the Truck Series?
I don't think so. I think if anything, I think that it should help benefit me. with the schedule and how it plays out, I think it's really, really great for me to be able to go hop behind the wheel of the Xfinity car right before the truck race. The Sharks practice at 8 a.m. tomorrow, right? So and then you qualify at 2 and race at 5:30 or something like that. Whereas for me, with having practice again, all three series are on racetrack tomorrow. So the track is going to change a lot from the time that the trucks practice. So hopefully I give some good feedback. We kind of know which way the racetrack is going, and hopefully we can make some adjustments in the truck race based off the information that I learned in the Xfinity car.
Thank you.
What's the biggest difference you've noticed from the prior configuration of Phoenix to the new one now, and the start-finish line being right at the dog leg?
More hectic. Restarts are crazy, way more crazy than they have been with the old style or the old configuration. You have the dog leg now. That is a huge thing on restarts. I feel like the new layout is definitely exciting. I don't know if it's better or worse, whatever, from a fan perspective.
What do you think?
They were both fun. I liked old Phoenix because it was wore out. You were able to slide around, move around quite a bit. But the new Phoenix is exciting from being able to make moves that you can't normally make somewhere that you go. So for me, I think that it is it's definitely a unique racetrack, and I enjoy coming to these unique racetracks where a driver can make a difference.
How have you enjoyed Phoenix as a host city?
It's been a lot of fun. I enjoy coming to Phoenix. It's a great town, great city. Weather is really nice this year. Not too hot, but not too cold either. So the food out here is pretty great as well.
Going back to Martinsville, how stressful was it knowing that in just, you know, a split second, in the blink of an eye, this whole championship four run could have been over?
Nerves were up for sure. I mean, I was pacing, couldn't watch TV, different things of that sort, just trying to hope and pray that we could advance to the final round. It's a helpless feeling for sure, not being able to go make up a spot or two to advance when you're just sitting on the sideline.
When you saw all the chaos happening, you know, after that wreck, did you feel a little bit more relieved knowing that, okay, all this chaos is probably going to help you in the end?
I had no idea. I didn't know if it was going to help us or hurt us, whether it was going to give Sheldon more spots or how many people wrecked or whatever it may have been. So I didn't know in that opportunity or that opportunity to know something. I had no idea.
You've probably been asked it a ton about the lack of respect on the track recently, but what's your take on it? Because many people are saying, well, it could be a generational mindset thing, or maybe it's just a couple drivers here and there, but overall, what's your view on it?
I mean, I've been there, right? I've been the 16-year-old that has come into the series. I was young once and made some moves that I probably shouldn't have. But as time goes on and you gain some valuable experience, you learn what's important and what's going to help continue your career. I don't know. It's respect is a huge thing, not only on the racetrack but off the racetrack, in my opinion. So it's just knowing how to handle certain situations and kind of continue on from that. Whether it's a generational thing or an experience thing or whatever it may be, I think that there's a lot of different things that you can probably blame it on, but it comes down to just the word respect and the meaning.
You got 200 roughs at Phoenix in the Truck Series. What do you need to kind of get over that hump and get that first victory here this weekend?
That's a good question. Go get it done. Like you said, I've been close a couple times here. I feel like I've always run really well here. It's just a matter of putting everything together and going and executing. Different situation in where I'm at now, racing for a championship rather than trying to advance to the Final Four during those runner-ups in here. But I enjoy Phoenix. I enjoy coming out here. Really fun racetrack. So hopefully we can execute it, not beat ourselves, go run every lap, and be there at the end when it matters.
And will the family be here this weekend?
Yeah, everyone's here.
Awesome. That make it a little more special having Black and Child watching on?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely think so. They've been to quite a few races with me this year, but being able to have them a part of this year, winning 5 races in the Truck Series and then one on the Xfinity side, and being able to compete for 2 championships this weekend, it's nice to have them here by my side. They've been huge supporters of mine, and we've been up some great roads and down some rocky roads, I guess, over the past couple of years in the racing world. And Taylor stood by me through it all and supported me through it. So excited to have everyone here to kind of continue that on.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Like you said before, that made the decision to come to truck after a year in Cup. Is your ultimate goal for you to make it back to Cup?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that would put myself in a position where I don't think I could win races. Whether that's the Truck Series, Xfinity Series, Cup Series, obviously I would love to win a championship here in all three series, win races in all three series. I think the Cup Series is where everyone wants to be, but I want to do it on a contending scale where I can go win races and feel like I can compete for championships.
And since you've come back to the Truck Series, what have you most enjoyed about this season?
Contending for wins, being able to win races, and having fun. I've really enjoyed this year, enjoyed getting back to victory lane, enjoyed running up front every single week and being a contender.
Is there anything in particular that you enjoy doing or look forward to doing when you come to Phoenix, not even truck-related or championship-related?
Enjoy hanging out. The weather is definitely nice here. Not too hot, not too cold this time of the year. So the cycling around here and being able to go out and run around here has definitely been a really neat adventure for us, being able to go hike as a family and just spend some time together. It's been a pretty amazing time.
And I remember a couple of years ago when you were here with your dad, Joe, and you guys were kind of checking stuff out. You guys were looking at the car one time after practice, and you guys just kind of had this really in-depth conversation. I know that he's not necessarily around the track as much anymore as he was back when he was racing with you week in, week out, but what have you kind of learned from him, even as he's kind of, I don't want to say faded away, but he's not next to the track that much anymore?
Yeah, I mean, he's still there. We still talk racing quite a bit, talk about different weekends and things of that sort. So it's been picking his brain some, obviously, in different situations that he's been in. And like you said, he's not around the racetrack a bunch anymore, but he's still a phone call away. So it's definitely nice to have him here. I mean, I attribute a lot of things to him. He's taught me a lot over my years, and definitely wouldn't be here without him and the investment into NIMCO and everything that he's given me to go and try and win races and optimize my career path. And it's been a lot of fun being able to kind of execute that and continue on, and he'll be here this weekend as well.
Awesome. And I know we had that massive break before Martinsville, but then you go to Martinsville. Playoffs are, I hear, pretty stressful. I've never been in that situation myself. But how do you kind of decompress and still kind of keep your sights on Phoenix and prepare?
I felt like we were in a really good spot going into Martinsville, points-wise, so I wasn't stressing too much. At the end of the race, I was definitely stressing. But all in all, it kind of comes back to the amazing year that we've had and feeling like you have one of the best teams in the garage. You feel comfortable around all your guys and feel like if we can execute, we can definitely do this thing.
You obviously have a pretty loaded weekend, and especially loaded tomorrow with truck and Xfinity. Is it hard to kind of be able to find a balance? Is it kind of be confusing with the different handling of the cars?
Not really. I think I can learn a lot from both the Xfinity car and the truck side. Hopefully I can take things from each one and apply to the other one. I think the more laps, the better, especially on a weekend like this.
Is there one that you feel you have more of a priority over?
I mean, we've been running all year in the Truck Series, obviously, and running for both the drivers and the owners' championship. But at the same time, the 54 is running for an owners' championship on that side. So I wouldn't necessarily prioritize one over the other. The truck race is tomorrow, so that's more of a priority tomorrow. And the Xfinity race is Saturday, so that's more a priority on Saturday. But at the same time, we practice both tomorrow. And like I said, if I can take things from both vehicles during practice and understand and learn and make a ton of laps and continue on, the better off I think I'll be in the end. Thanks.
And you're the only guy here who's had experience at this track and a lot of tracks, all three levels. How can you kind of take information from all those different cars and try to put it into, okay, I'm just doing the truck this week and focus on this, Xfinity today?
Yeah, I think running all three, you run a bunch of laps around here. You learn different characteristics of the racetrack or the PJ1 or how it came in. You kind of attribute that to your notebook and the experience that you've gained through the years. And I've run two different packages here in the Cup Series. I've run low downforce in the Xfinity Series and then a higher downforce as well in the Truck Series. So definitely a lot of laps and a lot of different vehicles, but all in all, it's all kind of getting back to the experience and notebook that you have.
Just how aggressive is that dog leg? Cause I know it bounced around, hits the car a lot. I went over and I was walking on the track this week and I was like, there's legitimate like 3-inch deep ruts in here from cars. How aggressive is that actually?
it's pretty aggressive. Your back may hurt the next day or you may feel an inch shorter, whichever one, but it's definitely a lot of compression coming off of that onto the flat and pretty harsh transition.
How quick of a decision is that when you come off the floor and you're like, okay, am I trying to push this guy up? Do I need to cut right now?
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of happens. I think that it's all about the run that you have or how you can get around a guy. Or you definitely don't want to use it if you don't have to.
Are you the kind of guy who's going to be trying to stay here all weekend long? Or is it like, if you do win, obviously you got to stay here all weekend long. But otherwise, just kind of like, okay, I'm heading out. Or are you trying to stick around the whole weekend?
I'll be here for most of the weekend. Friday, Saturday for sure, running both races. And then we'll see what happens Sunday.
Awesome, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, John. Good luck.
Thanks. Fun.